What's in your bag? Listen to three school friends talking about what they carry in their bags. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 8 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
Hi, Jess. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. Yeah, I'm okay. But I've just spilt my drink. I've got it all over me.
Oh, dear. Poor you. Actually, I'm glad I bumped into you. I can't find my pen to fill in this form.
Sure. Help yourself. There's one in my bag over there. I'd get it for you, but my hands are all sticky.
Thanks. A nice bag. Can't find it. Are you sure you've got one?
Yeah. Have a dig in the bottom of the main section.
Nope, nothing. But I have found this little Spock doll. What's that doing in there?
Oh, that. Yeah. I always carry Spock with me. Doesn't everyone? It was originally a present a friend gave me as a joke. She said I always choose crazy boyfriends, so I should carry Spock so I'd always have a logical man with me. But after that, it actually developed into something quite useful in a strange way. You know how some people ask themselves, what would Jesus do, to help them make a decision? Well, I'm not a very religious person, but when I'm feeling a bit uncertain about something, I like to ask myself, what would Spock say? It helps me to take a step back and take a more objective look at the situation.
Oh, wow. That's actually really lovely. A bit weird, but nice.
I know. So what about you? What's the weirdest thing you keep in your bag?
Well, actually, I carry a little rubber duck.
A rubber duck? Tell me more.
It's quite funny and a little bit sad. We used to have this dog, Sammy. When we moved to England, we couldn't bring him with us, so he went to live with my cousins. I was only 10, and I was so sad. I really loved him. Anyway, after my aunt and uncle came to pick him up, like the same day, I discovered he'd hidden this duck. It was one of his favourite toys, inside my backpack. I thought he'd given me a present, a message, to remember him after we moved. I've always kept it with me, ever since. Sammy still lives with my cousins in Germany, so I see him every summer.
Ah, that's such a beautiful story.
Hi, girls.
Hi, Alana. Listen, we were just talking about the strangest things we keep in our bags. Your turn. Confess.
Oh, I don't know. I carry a lot of stuff, but it's all quite useful. Deodorant, a needle, and cotton, and a little pair of scissors. Just about anything you could ever need. I think that's more anxious than strange, right? But I'll tell you what my mum has in her bag. That's a bit odd. She always carries nuts with her, hazelnuts or peanuts, the plain ones with no salt. Now, you may be thinking that's not so unusual, but it's the reason for it that's crazy. They're not for her. She keeps them in case she meets any squirrels, to see if she can get them to eat from her hand.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Hi, Jess. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. Yeah, I'm okay, but I've just spilt my drink. I've got it all over me.
Oh, dear. Poor you. Actually, I'm glad I bumped into you. I can't find my pen to fill in this form.
Sure, help yourself. There's one in my bag over there. I'd get it for you, but my hands are all sticky.
Thanks. A nice bag. Can't find it. Are you sure you've got one?
Yeah. Have a dig in the bottom of the main section.
Nope. Nothing. But I have found this little Spock doll. What's that doing in there?
Oh, that. Yeah. I always carry Spock with me. Doesn't everyone? It was originally a present a friend gave me as a joke. She said I always choose crazy boyfriends, so I should carry Spock so I'd always have a logical man with me. But after that, it actually developed into something quite useful in a strange way. You know how some people ask themselves, what would Jesus do, to help them make a decision? Well, I'm not a very religious person, but when I'm feeling a bit uncertain about something, I like to ask myself, what would Spock say? It helps me to take a step back and take a more objective look at the situation.
Oh, wow. That's actually really lovely. A bit weird, but nice.
I know. So what about you? What's the weirdest thing you keep in your bag?
Well, actually, I carry a little rubber duck.
A rubber duck? Tell me more.
It's quite funny. And a little bit sad. We used to have this dog, Sammy. When we moved to England, we couldn't bring him with us, so he went to live with my cousins. I was only 10, and I was so sad. I really loved him. Anyway, after my aunt and uncle came to pick him up, like the same day, I discovered he'd hidden this duck. It was one of his favourite toys. Inside my backpack. I thought he'd given me a present, a message, to remember him after we moved. I've always kept it with me, ever since. Sammy still lives with my cousins in Germany, so I see him every summer.
Ah, that's such a beautiful story.
Hi, girls.
Hi, Alana. Listen, we were just talking about the strangest things we keep in our bags. Your turn. Confess.
Oh, I don't know. I carry a lot of stuff, but it's all quite useful. Deodorant, a needle, and cotton, and a little pair of scissors. Just about anything you could ever need. I think that's more anxious than strange, right? But I'll tell you what my mum has in her bag. That's a bit odd. She always carries nuts with her. Hazelnuts or peanuts, the plain ones with no salt. Now, you may be thinking that's not so unusual, but it's the reason for it that's crazy. They're not for her. She keeps them in case she meets any squirrels, to see if she can get them to eat from her hand.